Mel Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. I know judges are supposed to be unbiased, but we all know that's impossible. The trick to successful judging is to pretend you're not biased. So I was surprised to find this statement by a trial judge quoted in a Connecticut Court of Appeals ruling last week. Quote, "I don't think it was because I had a misapprehension of facts. I think it was because I took what facts were presented and applied my prejudices. And every judge has life history and life experience that comes out, perhaps in the way that we rule on certain things. And you happen to have hit a nerve on this one." Close quote. Clearly, that was way too honest, and the appeals court reacted accordingly. At this point, if you haven't read the ruling, you're probably wondering what brought on this burst of judicial candor. What vital emotional issue could hit a judge's nerves so hard that she forgot she's on the record? The answer is golf. Years of frustration, attempting to place a small ball in a hole, may have taken their toll on this poor judge. She apparently based a ruling giving a $70,000 country club initiation fee to the wife in a divorce case, partly because of, quote, "the subordinate role to which women are relegated in country clubs," close quote. Even though the judge didn't think the wife played golf. But the judge played golf, and she was mad about the way she was treated. I recommend reading the rather lengthy footnote 10 in this case that quotes a hearing transcript. My favorite line, quote, "The court, don't care what her golf history is, it's what her future is going to be," close quote. Imagine being required to play golf as the price for a divorce. I'm surprised both sides didn't appeal. But ordering ex-spouses to do things their former mates like is an interesting family law concept. It develops empathy and an incentive to keep the family together, if only to avoid having to go bowling or shopping or some other dreadful activity. We may see more uncontested divorces if judges started doing this. More judging. In other recent biased judiciary news, a judge in Texas has been oddly disciplined for using a daily catchphrase to begin court sessions. Quote, "This is a redneck court," close quote. His penalty? 4 hours of education. I don't know about you, but I think being told not to open trials with racist-sounding statements shouldn't take all that long. A minute or two ought to do the trick. What more can you say in the remaining 3 hours and 59 minutes? The education is supposed to be, quote, "in the areas of racial sensitivity and avoiding creating an appearance of bias while conducting judicial duties," close quote. Appearances, after all, are what really count. I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that actual racism can't be eradicated in a four-hour class. It may well be, though, that this judge isn't really racist. He may have thought announcing the color of his neck was a good thing. So I recommend that the 4 hours be put to use brainstorming alternative opening catchphrases. My suggestion? Good morning. Very random fact. One of the joys of reading appellate opinions is discovering fascinating facts that, for some reason, judges wanted to share with us. This one appeared in a Florida Court of Appeals ruling last week. Quote, "It has been said that President James Garfield described the ideal college as Mark Hopkins on one end of a log and a student on the other. This epigram identifies the heart of a university as the student-professor relationship." Close quote. That log sounds really uncomfortable. But I suppose the point is that no one is liable to fall asleep like that. And the one student per professor ratio does seem pretty ideal. This is why you seek wisdom from the sayings of James Garfield. See you next week.